Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. Make sure y'all like, comment, share, and subscribe to the podcast, because we got some dope interviews. So now let's get into the podcast. Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Now, y'all already know how I do it, because I do it like I do it. I bring everybody and anybody. You can be a doctor, a bike rider, a track and field runner, a cop. It don't matter. I'm bringing you to the podcast. So today, I got my man's Justin Nasiri. And when I say his name is Nasiri, it's like the hip-hop artist Nas. And just like y'all say Siri, so it's Nasiri. So what's up, Justin Nasiri? What's happening, brother?
That is the best intro I've ever had. I love it.
Hey, man, I try to give the best intros I can, man. So
you
so
did it.
Like, boom. You okay. That worked, yeah. Man. Man, yeah. I just started a radio station, right? Well, Justin, let the people know where you from. You know what I'm saying? Where you grew up and what made you do what you do now. I want you to tell the people what you consider yourself. What's your occupation, brother?
Yeah, man. I grew up Southern California. I joined the Navy and moved all over. I was on submarines, so I saw the world, but it was underwater, so I didn't really see too much of it. And
it's a world underwater now.
It's you know, mermaids and giant squid, the whole thing. I got out, went to business school, and started a tech company, and it was just a crazy experience. I'd never heard of, when I was in the Navy, this thought that you could have an idea and start something and run with it. And so I kind of got hooked on the thought that you could find a problem that sucks and try to find a way to solve it. And I just got the shit kicked out of me for like 8 years running a company. I didn't really know what I was doing and made a ton of mistakes. Just took a couple of years to lick my wounds and decided I wanted to try it again. So that's where I'm at right now, round two.
Well, let me ask you, when you first started your tech company, right? When you when you say, okay, fuck it, I'm going into business for myself. I'm about to start the tech company. Did you just say, you know what? I'm just going to get on this fucking plane. There's 30,000 fucking miles in the sky. And I'm just going to jump off this bitch without nobody on my back, just head first. That's how you do it.
Dude, I mean, it was literally that. I mean, I went to business school and I accepted an offer with this huge company and was going to join them. And then I turned them down because I was like, oh, I can actually do my own thing. And so it was literally ripping up a huge check and saying, okay, I'm going to bet on myself. And, you know, I look back on myself. I'm like, I had some balls doing it. You know, that's like a pretty cocky move. But
ain't that the point of being an entrepreneur? You got to take them chances and say, you know what? Fuck it. Rip that check up and be like, I'm going to make that plus more than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, who would have, I know a little bit about your story, but who would have said 5 years ago that you're going to be making music and making movies? Like, dude, that takes an unbelievable amount of self-confidence to do that.
I tell you this, man, 5 years ago I was in prison, so
yeah, you know, exactly.
You know, but like you say, it's kind of like, I was doing music before I went in, and then, you know, went in and I lost a lot of big stuff with labels, put sour taste in people's mouth. Here's what it is. But like you said, you got to have that plan, right? You got to have that drive, right? So honestly, the 7 years I did, I sat back and you ain't got to be incarcerated to have this drive, okay?
Yep.
I just know people say, well, you was incarcerated and you just had a different drive than everybody. Okay, maybe that's true, maybe that's not true. I just say it like this. When you sit there, you got to have a plan. I don't care where you at, you draw out that plan. The difference between me and a lot of people that's been out here that still ain't fulfilled their so-called plan is, when you get 7 years taken away from you, I don't care what it is, and you are able to get out and do something, you are going to be double time. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose girlfriends. If you got kids like I do, a lot of your kids are not going to understand. You're going to lose. They're going to lose respect for you. They're not going to understand it. You know what I mean? Because they're not in that position. And it's all about sacrifices, right? So you ripping up that check. I know a million motherfuckers said you was the stupidest motherfucker in the world.
Yep. But doing that, right? Yeah, for sure. You know, I'll tell you too. I'll tell you that the number one thing, and I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years now. I'll tell you the number one thing that I'm working on is like the mindset that I deserve it. And you see people who do fantastically well.
Yeah.
Those dudes believe that they deserve to make a fuckload of money. Like they believe that they do it, you know?
And you know what gets me out about a lot of people is everybody be looking at the glamour, right? It's like, oh, let's look at this billionaire house, this multi-million dollar house. Like, oh man, they got this, they got that, they can travel, they can do this, but they don't understand the fucking work.
Yeah.
The fucking push.
Yep. Totally.
Look, let me tell you something. If you got a girl or wife or whatever, let me tell you something. You get to put in your time into your craft and your goal. I hate to tell you, you're going to get flack. You're going to get the arguments. You're going to get you're going to get that because they got to understand the family too. Look, I'm telling you, I quit my job a year ago. So I don't work a 9-to-5. And I told myself, you know, I was an electrician, whatever, and just telling myself, like, if I keep on giving this job 90% of my time, 10% going to my family, right? But I'm only getting 90% of this job. I'm working 6 days a week, 10-hour days, and I'm paying this person. I'm getting this person filthy rich, and they don't care. They're paying me $26, $25 an hour, right?
Yep.
And then I thought to myself, now, I'm going to tell you what I did. I calculated hours. Okay, I got music coming out. Okay, I was doing music at the time. Like I said, I started my podcast this year, so I didn't have a podcast. I was researching a podcast, and I was like, okay, I'm going to shoot a film next year. So what I got to do? How I'm going to get this film going? What I got to do? But what I did, man, I researched. I wrote it down. I went on vacation, brother.
Yes.
And I quit my job on vacation after spending about $3,500 and quit my job.
What I love about that, dude, what I love about that is, like, you know, I'm working on this mindset of like believing I deserve success. And I'm guessing in your background, that someone comes out of your background, I'm guessing the number of people that tell you you don't deserve to succeed or you don't deserve another chance. Like, you get a lot of naysayers. And I feel like, one thing you got to do in this line of work is you got to you got to hit the mute button on anyone who's not in your camp, because this is such a lonely path. It's like off-roading. It's not like taking a freeway from New York to LA. You're like on the fucking trails, off-roading. There's no map. There's no guidepost.
Yeah.
You're alone. And if someone is in your ear saying you can't succeed, you got to get them off the bus, man.
Yeah. It's crazy because a lot of people, family, friends, they say, look, I support you.
Yeah,
I support you. But sometimes you don't have to say I support you. You don't have to go listen to my music or always listen to my podcast. Sometimes keeping the negativity away from me
100%
is the support.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep, look, yeah, like, totally agree.
Because you got to think about something, man. You got to have that positivity even when negativity is around. Like when you're pushing, you're gonna have people that's gonna be resistance. It's gonna be resistance while you pushing, but you gotta keep going and going. And I've been the person to understand that I'm willing to sacrifice even the people I love to the most, man. I'm willing to say, look, you want me to be this, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be your 9-to-5. I don't want to wake up every day, go work at a fucking job that I hate. I don't want to do that. So if I got to sacrifice time with family and kids at the moment in order to get to that point where I can have more time with them, because a lot of people say, oh, the most important time in your kid's life is when they're before they hit 18. That's a fucking lie.
Okay.
That's a fucking lie. I don't know who came up with that bullshit. Maybe some fucking scholar reading a fucking book. Who gives a fuck? But honestly, that ain't true, because when I was 18, I needed my family and friends more than I did when I was younger. Younger, I understand I couldn't work and stuff, but man, when you get 18 and you living out there in that world, them more years, that to 18 is 18 years. Then, what about the next 30 and 40?
And think of all, dude, think of all the parents who are going home and they're with their kids. They're on their phone. They're not paying attention. They're zoned out on TV. So someone telling you that time equates to like presence or time equates to connection, that's BS. You know, you can have 10 minutes with a kid and be there with them, or you can have 10 hours and be checked out. Like, it's not the same.
Yeah. And then especially in this newfound era, like, kids don't give a fuck. They'd rather be on their tablet or game or phone. Adults too. It's like, you know, they get caught up in their phones, or they get caught up and they feel like, okay, I'm just on my phone. But at the real time, that is time that you're taking where you could be doing stuff to progress. Okay, when I get on my phone and do something, say I'm looking at TikTok. I got a TikTok, right? So I'm looking at TikTok, putting stuff on TikTok, Instagram, and I'm doing stuff like that. When I be on my phone, 90% of the time, what I'm doing is I'm networking and looking at other ways to make things happen. When I watch movies, don't get me wrong, I enjoy watching, but when I'm watching them, I'm watching the angles. Yeah. I'm watching the storyline. I'm saying, does this make sense that he did an angle from the bottom and not the top while I'm enjoying the movie? But that's hard to tell people that are not in that field. And so when they say, why you do that? Or why you do that? I don't do it for pleasure. Okay. Yep. I'm doing it for business so I can push farther. You know what I mean?
Well, and you know what I think of, if I think, let's just talk about kids, right? Like, if you're setting an example for them where you're saying, look, everyone says I'm this, I'm doing this, I'm charting my own path, I'm going to go achieve, I'm going to go earn, I'm worth a lot, I'm going to go after that. That's a good role model for kids to see that you're willing to like own who you are and to go after it. So like,
thank you.
Yep. Yep.
Brother, I'm glad I'm because I've been saying that. Look, if you can say my kids might say I'm an asshole, all that stuff, but look what I'm doing. I am pushing and I'm trying to make something of myself. If that's not a good role model, if that's not a good man, father, I don't know what the fuck is, because most of these damn fathers ain't pushing for shit. They wake up in the fucking morning, going to a fucking job that they hate, and tell a kid, make sure you follow your dream. And that kid like, why the fuck you ain't following yours?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they see through that, man. That's the number one thing. Dude, that's leverage though. Because like, dude, for me, I've got a 2.5-year-old son and I'm like, I want to set an example for him, for someone who is like stretching, who's like sprinting to do their best. And it's, you know, I don't think it's all about a bank account. It's not all about a title. It's about like, who is the man I'm becoming in pursuit of being better than I was yesterday, and not settling for what everyone else is doing, like charting our own way. And it's, dude, for people listening who aren't doing this, like what you're saying is fucking brutal. It's so hard to choose it. Like it is. It's not seen in the Matrix, man. When everyone's walking one direction, you're the one person that's going the opposite direction. Like it is lonely, and people get jealous and people judge you for doing what they're not doing. And they want to pull you down. But I love what you're saying, man. It's like, I don't need cheerleaders around me. I don't need everyone like going for this. I just don't need you saying anything negative.
Man, say that again. Yep. Yep. I don't need cheerleaders. I don't need validation. I don't need none of that shit. Okay. Yep. All I need you to do is keep the negativity away from me let's push. That's it. And that's one thing about me. I don't need a pat on the back. I don't need nobody saying, oh yeah, you did it. I don't need that. I prove it to me. You get what I mean? And I keep it pushing. And guess what? The world will see. The world will see. And that's why it trips me out when people be talking about the Oscars and all these Grammys and, oh my God, I didn't win a Grammy. They gave it to the wrong person. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. If you don't like what they do, get your own award show, make your own award shit, and you give it out how the fuck you want to. Well, you know, you know, it's too big. Well, whatever the fuck, y'all. You know, things are happening all the time, especially like being an entrepreneur. Think about it. Everybody thought American Online was going to be fucking the only thing happen. Then here you go. Google, what the fuck you mean? Everybody saying MySpace. Facebook, what the fuck you mean, you know?
So, well, I mean, think of the smart restaurant owner who started a restaurant in February of 2020. Smart, tons of money behind him. And guess what? A pandemic comes along. I don't care who you are. You own a restaurant, you're in trouble. Like, we want to portray that you can be this superhuman who can pluck success out of thin air. So much of this is out of our control. But what I'm loving about what you're saying is like this mindset component. Like, I always think of it in like swimming terms of like, I got to stay in my lane. I got to stay in my swim lane. And dude, I will spend 5 seconds on social media and I'll see someone talking about their life or their job or whatever. And 5 seconds can throw me off my game because I start thinking maybe I should be doing that. Why is it happening to me? And it's like, no, what? I got to stay in my swim lane. Yeah. I got to run my race and just kind of put the blinders on, like not look at what other people are doing.
Hey, let's be honest. Like, for example, you know, I'm not a person with an ego, right? I don't really have an ego, right? And I don't really give a fuck about that shit. Like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Yep. I'm like in a different, like, let me tell you something. It was hard for me to get this film put together. You know why?
Yeah.
Because people, I just cut my locks off, by the way. But what I'm saying is, everybody looks at me as a hip hop artist making a film. So every time I try to get people in my film, nobody took it serious, especially if they went on my Instagram and I say, oh, he's in a booth rapping, or okay, he got music videos, but okay, well, he's trying to be a filmmaker now. I bet they said the same thing to Ice Cube too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They said the same thing to LL Cool J and all these other rappers, like Will Smith, you know, that started off hip hop and look at him now. But my thing is, when you're trying to be an entrepreneur, I tell people this all the time. You know, I had a talk with my dad earlier, and I'm like, look, sometimes, man, you know, I call you, you can pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm busy, boom, boom. But, you know, you want me to pick up the phone for you, because if I don't pick up the phone for you, you're like, oh, I ain't heard from you in 5 days. But when I listen to you, I'm like, hey, you don't do the same for me, but I'm going to always pick it up and do it for you. But this is what I was saying. I was like, I'm busy too. He's like, oh, I'm busy. I'm doing all this. I said, well, look, check this out, Dad. You ain't got kids to worry about. All right. You ain't got 5 different businesses to worry about, but you saying you're doing a lot. Guess what? I do a lot, but you never hear me complaining about it. Right. I'm glad I'm not in the comfort zone. I'm glad that when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, damn, I got something to do. I'm glad that it's something I got to do. It's something I got to get to. Because if you're in a comfort zone and you're comfortable with sitting on your couch, watching your TV, not doing shit with your life, or going to your regular ass funky ass job that you've been at 10, 15 fucking years and you hate the boss, you hate the paint on the fucking walls, you just hate everything about it, but you just stuck there, right? You stuck because in your mind, you feel like you can't do any better. You know, I heard a person say this to me. I got to have the insurance. Look.
Yep.
You're not an entrepreneur.
Yep.
All right. Don't come to me. I'm tired of hearing people come to me saying they're trying to do better. They want to do better, but they're not trying to make no fucking steps to do better.
Yep. You know, I feel like something I lack often in my life, but I feel like as a country, what we're lacking is like, we don't face death on a daily basis, right? We sit in our air conditioned cars. We listen to our music. We watch whatever we want on the TV. Our lives are so comfortable, and we think that staying in that comfort, like you said, is going to make us happy, but it doesn't. It makes us depressed. But when we face death, and I do think that entrepreneurship is a form of that on a daily basis, will my company survive? Will I be able to provide for my kids? Will I be able to make it to the next day? Will this person reject me? Like, you're facing death constantly. And that makes me feel more alive because I'm stretching, because I'm growing. And I found that if we're not growing, if there's not something we're charging towards, just as human beings, you're dying. Like, you're literally dying.
Yeah, it's called stunted growth. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's like, and then, you know, I had this talk with my actor, which that's him right there. And I'm Angelo Tate. He's like, this is actually his first poster he's been on in his first leading role.
Wow.
So yeah, so I gave him a good break. And, you know, this is my first film because I'm in it too. But anyway, I told him, right, he put in this 2-week notice. You know, he worked for the government. And I told him he drives for Lyft, Uber, Instacart, and stuff like that. And I told him, you know, that's what I did, right? I jumped into Instacart, which is a delivery service. I said, look, I can work on my own time, and I can push for my goals, my dreams. I can push, man. I got goals that I can actually achieve without this time constraint hitting me. And he finally... He said, man, I put my 2 weeks in notice. He just told me this other day. He said, man, I put my 2 weeks notice in. And he's trying to really be an actor, man. He's really trying to do it. And I told him, I said, look, bro, working 5 days a week for the government, bro, it's going to be hard for you to take the role that you want to take. What if you get offered something and you like, well, I got to be at work till, you know, we had to shoot on the weekends because he had to be at work all through the week and he couldn't really, you know. And so I told him, once you take that step, when you don't work, you don't eat, like you were saying, you're going to feel more alive. It's going to put your drive on top of the world. Have you ever seen a person that had everything, was in the midst of losing everything? Once he used to be broke and got everything and he's losing everything, they, man, the drive goes into full motion. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think. And I think that happens to a lot of millionaires who, become worth 20 million and they lose it all. They get comfortable. You know, they get comfortable and say, well, look, I got 20 million. I can spend five. I got 20 million. I can spend three on it. Before you know it, they're not working like they were. They work ethic went like it used to be. Before you know it, they ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're like fooling ourselves, man. Like the dude who has 20 million thinks that because he's got 20 million, he's safe. He's protected. And that same man can get cancer. That same man can get hit by a bus. Like he is living. He's like fooling himself into thinking that he's safe. None of us are, man. That's what it is to be a human being. Any one of us can die any second. And so to think that, you know, that government job is giving you the security, it's just this blanket we pull over our eyes to say that we're not these fragile meat bodies that could be fucking pummeled at any time and driven back into the ground.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this. So I want to ask you something now. Now, when you talk about business, which I ask every entrepreneur that comes on my show now, and I know you're an entrepreneur if you ask this question the right way. I already know you are. So check this out.
Yeah.
Can you do business with a person you do not like, but they do good business?
I can't. I mean, I want to be, you know, I don't want to be judgmental. I want to be understanding. I want to be open and inclusive, but like,
No. Get what I'm saying. Like what I'm saying is not, no. Talking about liking the person.
Oh,
the person. Like for example, I don't give a fuck. I don't like a lot of people, right?
Yep.
But if they do good business, they can
for push sure.
my business.
Yeah.
Would you do business? You know what I'm
saying? I have friends. I have very little time for them, but like, I'm not looking for friends. I'm looking for customers. I'm looking for businesses. Yeah. I'm looking for people to learn from. And there's, dude, some of the people I've learned the most from, I would never hang out with, right? But that's like, man. if I'm just learning from and working with people who I like, they're probably similar to me. I'm not going to learn anything there. I need people who are different from me, thinking different from me, acting different from me.
Yes.
And dude, that can be fucking angering sometimes to be around people who don't think the same way, but I learn so much more from them, man. That's like, yeah.
Hey, you know what, man? And you know what? And that's the reason why I don't have people that probably don't call me as much no more. Yep. I got people that, you know, I'm not waiting much because of that. Because why would you want to be around a motherfucker that thinks the same way as you all the time, right? So if you around somebody that don't think like you and you get upset with them or you get frustrated with them, like, hold on. You can learn something from this person, though. That man, look, I tell people that all the time. I don't give a fuck. I done met people I wouldn't even fucking smoke a blunt with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't, and I love, you know, smoke weed. Yep. You haven't fucked that, but I wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. But I would sit at a table with you and hear all the fucking knowledge you got to give me. And I might not like the type of person you are, period. Like, you could call me an asshole, right? Say, I'm an asshole, but guess what? This asshole can teach you some shit, though.
Yep. Dude, it goes back to the comfort zone stuff, man. It's comfortable to hang out with people that are easy to be around, that are like you, that think the same thing. It's not comfortable to be around someone who holds a belief that you don't like or is different or behaves differently. And that's what we're talking about, getting out of your comfort zone.
And, you know, it's hard to get in. And look, let me tell you something, brother. I was told this before I got out. I said, once you change, you know, I used to be in the streets, you know, guns, gangbang, whatever. But, you know, I was told, once you change and you make that leap to being successful, that is when the challenge is going to come. Look, I thought I was most hated as a, you know, being in the organization and running the streets and stuff like that. I thought I was hated by people that just was my ops, as they call it, my opposition. But that ain't what it was. I'm getting more hate, rather they say it, more hate, more fake love, trying to be this successful person than I ever got as being the bad guy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. The way I look at it is, dude, people are going to hate me no matter what I do. Yeah. So I may as well do whatever the fuck I want to do. Like, I'm not going to win people over either way. So I might as well be who I want to be, pursue what I want to be, because not everyone's going to be happy with me no matter what. So, like, fuck them. Like, let me do what I'm going after.
Yeah. And you know what? And then, you know, some people going to be like, well, what? You know, dang, we ain't cool no more. You don't care no more. Or, dang, you know, your family, what? You don't love me no more. No, it has nothing to do with that. Yep. Is the point is this. I am chasing for something that is bigger than me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to do something that's bigger than me. You know, some people might say, oh, you selfish. You might say, I'm saying, if I'm so selfish, I wouldn't have four actors in my film. It'd be me by my damn self. If I was so selfish, I wouldn't be sharing my art with the world. I'd be keeping it all to myself. So I'm not selfish, not even close, because I get put the shirt on my back. But at the end of the day, I am working for something that is bigger than me. And a lot of people don't understand that when you're working something that's bigger than you. Look, I got 6 kids and 2 stepkids, so I got 8 in total. Love them to death. But at the end of the day, I am trying to give to the world.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, my kids are going to pass. I am going to pass. After we gone, what's after that? Other people that's in this world. So when I'm giving to the world that's going to live on after I'm gone, after my kids gone, my kids' kids gone, that is what you want. That legacy. We still talk about the Albert Einsteins. We still talk about the John D. Rockefellers. We talk about the, you know, Malcolm X, the I can't think of damn name right now, but a guy from Birth of Nation. But anyway, Frederick Douglass. We talk about all them people, and they have been gone for a while.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? We go all the way back to the 1300s. Hell, we even talk about the damn dinosaurs. So how long they been gone? So you know what I mean? You gotta leave that legacy that will last forever, man.
Yep. I agree, man. It's thinking beyond yourself. It's thinking beyond like the people around you. And it is like, what action am I taking that's going to benefit like mankind, the world? Yeah. Like that's, and what I love about that, man, I can feel how alive you are in that, but that's the type of attitude that makes a dent in the universe. You know, someone who's like believing and going after something that's going to benefit, not just them, not just their families, but everyone around them. That's inspiring.
Yeah. And you know what's so crazy? And don't get me wrong, I done got flack for it, you know, off every end of the spectrum. But it's like this. fuck it. I take the flag. I'm strong enough
to take whatever's
fucking thrown at me. If I gotta lose loved ones, man. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I am able to take it. I am that strong. Yep. A lot of people are not that strong, but I am that strong. And I'm willing to take all of that to leave a legacy for the world to follow. So I'm with it. You know?
Yep. And dude, in every single person you mentioned on that list, everyone who's had this big impact, like they must have had just oceans of people shouting them down and pulling them down and judging them, you know, and they inspire. I love that thought. Like, I am strong enough to withstand all this, man. This is just, you know, it's training. It's training for whatever my main event is.
Because you got a lot of people, man, like, I'll be honest, man, it's people that kill themselves, man. It's people that get on drugs, man. It's people that go murder people because they just cannot handle what's thrown their way, man.
Yep.
But if you are that person that can say, you know what? You know, that's why I like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
That's why I like Quentin Tarantino. Because Quentin Tarantino don't give a fuck, right? He gives a fuck. I heard him say it. Look, man, hey, whatever you say about the guy, his movie, man, look, he don't give a fuck what you think, what you care. He said, I make movies for me. And if motherfuckers like them, they like them. I don't give a fuck. And he had a little thing that everybody was hitting him and bashing him for it. But, you know, he vowed never to give his mama none of his money if he made a filmmaker. And what it was is when he was a child, he used to write screenplays in school and got in trouble. And he said his mama used to say to him, your writing career never happened. You need to focus on school. Boom, boom, boom. And he said from that day, he vowed that she would never get anything off what he make from films.
Wow.
And to this day, he stuck with that since he was a child. He said the only thing he did for her, he helped out with the IRS. That was just to get out of thing. But he said he's never bought a house. He never bought a car. He ain't did nothing because she didn't believe in him when he was a kid. You get what I mean? And people throw him a lot of flack for it. But I'm like, look, you really don't know his whole situation. I'm saying if my motherfucking mama or dad or somebody like that was always downing me and shit, and I made it big, why in the fuck would I love you, but I ain't got to give you shit, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think we owe anyone anything, right? Anything. If you've got a kid, I feel like we have some responsibility to take care of them, but I feel like we're all acting victim when it's like, dude, I'm going to take care of myself and do what's right for me in the world. And like, I don't owe anyone anything. Like that's who wants to be having someone do something out of obligation, right? It's like, yeah.
People feel like that. You know, people feel like, for example, people feel like, well, look, I supported you. So give me $1 million since you're worth $30 million. Or I've helped you fix your tire before. So can you buy me a brand new Escalade since you got it?
Yeah.
And that's the whole fucking thing. Like you said, I don't owe you shit.
Yep.
The world don't owe you shit. If you don't instill that into your kids, they're going to feel entitled and think you owe them something. You don't owe a motherfucker.
Yep.
I don't owe a motherfucker shit. I stay black, male, and fucking die. That's all I ever got to do. You feel what I'm saying?
It's not doing a service to them, you know, to give... You know, your film becomes wildly successful. You're going to have all these people coming to you for something. You're not doing a service to them to just give away this stuff that you earned, right? Like I'm all about sharing knowledge. I'm all about like helping someone along, but giving someone, you know, their fix for the day, that's not going to teach them what they need to know to go on and conquer their own mountain.
Like what they say, I can give you fish.
Yep.
All day long, right?
Yeah.
But I give you a pole and teach you how to fish. You can eat forever.
For sure. Yep.
You get what I mean? And I think that's a lot of people don't understand that concept, man. They always want you to give them something. It's like, look, man, I earn this. you know, like you said, I took the beatings and the fuck yous and the oh, I don't want to call him no more, or oh, he's arrogant. I took all that shit for years to get where I'm at, but I'm supposed to just give you some shit.
Yeah, dude, like, I'm not gonna hop on a helicopter and fly you to the top of Mount Everest. You got to climb your own Mount Everest. Like, otherwise, it's meaningless. You got to have your own fight, your own battle.
And I tell, like you said, it's nothing for me, Sam. You know, people ask me questions on how I'm doing, what I'm doing, and having, and I got the time to do everything because, you know, from a person that's actually doing the editing of my podcast, the editing of my music videos, and I edit my whole film. I actually even took pictures for the film, right? And so, and a lot of people, you know, be like, dang, you do all that, right? And they say, well, you got the time. So I tell people, I work for an app, right? And I try to tell them, but then they like, but you know, man, I don't know, man, if I want to do that. You asking me how I'm able to have time and able to push for my dream and accomplish my goals, because this is going to end. Look, I promise you, what I'm doing now, I'm, you know, being an independent contractor, but I still work on my own time. I don't even be working over 20 hours a week. And I make more than people that's working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. I got that to do that. But I fucking went through the mud, right?
Yep.
To be able to get to do what I'm doing, right? And my plan is by the beginning of next year that I won't be doing that no more. That I will be doing only what I love, filming, music, podcasting, and really making it happen. You know what I'm saying? People tell me, they come to me and say, oh, you're doing good. You know, I always tell them I'm not doing enough.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? If I can go to sleep and make 20 grand and wake up and make another 20 grand, that's when I'm doing something. I'm still ain't gonna get comfortable, because I want to go from 20 to 100, because I want to change things.
You want to grow too. Yeah. And dude, and even the clarity you've got right there and saying like what you want to do is film and rap and podcast, like, you know, the things that light you up, you have clarity about the things you want to chase after. Most people don't have that. Most people, the reason we're binging on Netflix is they don't have a clear picture of what they're driving towards. They don't have that clear goal they're going after. So I just want to even, you know, recognize that you listing off those things and saying, that's what I want my life to be. Most people don't have that clarity. Most people don't know what they're hungry for.
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy, because I told somebody the other day, right? I said, look, number one for me now is filmmaking.
Yep.
Number two for me now is podcasting. Number three for me now is my music.
Yep.
And everybody like, oh man, but you're so hard on the mic, man. You know, you got these 26,000 here, 16,000. That's cool. I love music. That's my passion. But I am a writer.
Yeah.
Before I'm anything. Okay. Yep. And filming, man, look. Music, I could put it out in words. Yes, I can. It's good that I could put stuff out in words and give you a visual. But man, making this movie, it was fucking hell. But I loved every minute of it, brother. You just don't know. I was excited when the filming day came, and also being this hot ass fucking sun filming a scene by the fucking lake, you know, hot as shit, wiping off sweat while I'm, you know, shooting the camera. I'm the director and I got the camera with my second unit director. Like, you know, we ain't even had no PAs, you know what I'm saying? We had one PA for one day. After that, we the PA, we the key grip, we was, you know, but it was so fun. And people came through. We got bloopers at the end of the film too. So when it comes out, you know, we got the bloopers. But I'm just saying, it was so fun. My first time. And are all my angles going to be the best angles? Probably not. Somebody going to be like, oh, look, oh man, he could have did this. Well, who gives a fuck? When I become a master filmmaker, you will still say shit about my angles.
You got to start somewhere too. Yeah. Dude, and it's another example. People want to put you in boxes, right? They're like, oh, you're all about music, you need to stay there, but you're always finding the next thing. And you know what, like 10 years from now, you know, people are going to say, okay, oh, you're the movie guy. It's like maybe something else lights you up. Maybe you're doing something else. Then it's like you're continuing to change and go after what you want. But people want to put you in a box. They want to say this is who you are.
Yes, you absolutely right about that. And I'll tell people like all day. You know, I don't have people come to me and say, "Oh man, you should work on radio. You got a radio voice, right?" And I say, "Okay, cool. If I got a radio voice, that means I got a voiceover voice. That means I got a voice for film, right?"
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if I got that unique voice, I got the James Earl Jones and all them voices. But damn, I could do a voiceover for some Disney character. And let me tell you something, if Disney cut that check, you know what I mean? if I get in my first Disney film, oh, it's closed curtains then. Like what? Like, oh man, it's over with. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie, I'm working on my voiceover reel right now, and we'll be finna be sending them out. And you know, my guy told me, he said, "Oh, you're going to get a call back." He said, "It's just going to be, you're going to get one. It's just going to depend on who's going to be doing it. Who's going to call you back? Which one going to be where you're going to go?" So, you know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you about some financial situations. Okay, now, let me ask you a question. I want to throw some up on you. Do you, you know about business credit, right?
No.
No.
Wait, ask that again.
Business credit.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm going to put some up on you, okay? Now, I've been starting building my business credit in May, just using my EIN number, not using my Social Security number, you know, no personal guarantee. And I end up getting my Dun's number, my Dun & Bradstreet number, and my Paydex credit score, which ranges from 0 to 185, is good, and getting net 30s and net 60s, net 90 accounts, but net 30 accounts are like your first tier, and it's certain different places that you're able to get these accounts to start building your business credit and getting different trade lines. You got to have at least 3 trade lines so to start building that business credit, right? And I try to tell people about business credit. Now, if you're a person that's trying to get a business, or you're trying to do that, most people using their personal credit and they doing all that, so that's how they've been running their business, but they don't know exactly how to do business credit and get it done. So I started researching business credit, what I had to do, and everything I had to do to start getting my business credit up. And if you're on YouTube, go to YouTube and how to build business credit. Man, so many people are giving you the ways to not use your Social Security number, but only your EIN number to start getting funding for what you're trying to do. And like, for example, okay, me being in the entertainment world, people don't know, okay, I'm in the entertainment world, but guess what? I'm looking at real estate too, because if I'm looking at real estate and getting all that done, everybody that's in this entertainment world, they got real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, which they say real estate that made more millionaires than anyway, and then anything. But some people don't know about real estate, or they don't want to make that jump. They don't want to say, okay, I got to use 40 grand in order to get 300 grand.
Yep.
And what if I get these 2 properties and they don't sell for 6 months? What if I get these properties and they don't sell for a year? That's what I tell these motherfuckers. Check this out. You want to go get a house. I don't knock nobody for doing what they do, okay? I don't. But I'm not doing it, okay?
Yep.
Whatever, because I've been researching billionaires. I'm sorry, everybody say I'm fucking arrogant. I don't give a fuck. Billionaires, I've been millionaires before. So why? I'm going to go to the fucking source. I ain't going in between, so fuck y'all. All right? Yep. So that's what I do, right?
Yep.
Now, my thing is, why buy my family ever? When you going to buy a house? When you going to buy a house? I said, when I can get it cash, when I can get 100 acres. And they looking at me like, so you're just going to keep renting? You goddamn right, because this is what I look at it like, right? And I've been researching a lot of billionaires too. Now, if I'm going to buy a liability, okay, and my mortgage, I'm paying and paying, and it's like, it's not paying me, okay? People are like, oh, it'll pay you in the long run. No, it's a liability. Your mortgage and you're living in your house, it's a liability. Now, for that $400,000 that I just got on the bank, or $300,000, you know, however you living, and I just put it on this nice house that ain't going to pay me a motherfucking thing unless I got to go through all this shit and settle. Why do that when the first time I buy a house, it's going to be an asset? I'm not buying a liability house first. I'm going to buy asset. So I could take that same $300 that they giving me and acquire 4 units.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
For sure,
It's going to pay me cash flow.
Yep.
So my properties will be paid for.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? And I have cash flow and it'd be paying my mortgage. I mean, paying my rental property where I'm renting at until I get to a chance to where I can get what I want. I'm not a person that settles. I'm just not that person. You know, I'm not speaking no names, but whatever. I got family members that really just settle. They're like, oh, fuck it, got the house. I'm settling. I'm just going to settle for this house. Fuck it.
Yep.
And I'm like,
why? Yeah,
You couldn't wait. Like you needed a 5-bedroom, but you settled for a 3-bedroom.
Yeah,
because you was in a fucking rush. What the fuck are you in a rush? Look,
dude, when has settling ever made someone happy? In with love, with investments, with jobs. Like settling never makes anyone happy.
Yeah, never. I've never heard nobody say, "Hey, man, I just settled, and I'm so happy."
Yeah,
I've never heard that shit. I'm saying maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a stupid motherfucker. But if I ain't mistaken, I ain't never heard a motherfucker say, oh, I'm just going to settle for $25 an hour. I'm good. I don't never need to make more.
Yeah.
The fuck are you saying? It makes no sense. And I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I get a lot of flack. And I know you've been an entrepreneur, man. You get it from every side. But like I said, as long as you strong enough to take it and you can flip it, fuck it.
Yep.
I love my kids. You know, I got teenage kids too. But guess what? If they don't understand and they don't want to be around me, you can't play no guilt trip with me. You can't say, look, dad, but if you were, I'm like, look, son, I'm trying to build something. All right. Look, daughter, I'm trying to build something. So if you want to cry about it, go ahead, cry. Get you some fucking tissue. Do what you got to do. Run down the street. Get your mind right. And I'm going to teach you what you're going to end up doing also. And what you're going to have to explain to your kids if you're trying to chase something that's bigger than yourself.
I love that. I love it, man.
You know, so does that make me a good guy or a bad guy? I don't know. I really don't give a fuck. You know, I know it's going to make me a very successful guy. You know what I mean? And I tell people this, man, everybody say it's not about money. Right. And I tell people this, you right. It's not about money. It's about changing things and trying to grow. But let me tell you something. If you're growing and you're trying to acquire these big goals, the money going to come. And let's be real. Who want to be broke? Struggling to make ends meet, but they say, hey, I'm struggling to make ends meet, but I'm doing what I love. Like, what? That makes no fucking sense, man. I've never heard a real entrepreneur that is broke. You know, you are inspiring, you know, be an entrepreneur. And let me ask you this, between two, you ever watched Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Thank you. Why you watch Shark Tank? Give me a reason why you watch Shark Tank.
And I love to see the way the investors think. I love to see how they, you know, look at a business in just a short amount of time and the key things they're looking for that make them think the business will be a success, because that helps me drive for similar stuff.
And let me ask you something. Your goal is to be that investor.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the goal, right? That's the goal. That's what Jeff Bezos is. That's what all the people are. People say, oh, man, they got business. And no, them motherfuckers are investors. They will take other people, they other people's ideas. And they push it along. You get what I mean? And that's, I want to ask you one more question before we get to our segments of the day. You know how to evaluate your company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was telling a person the other day, I said, look, evaluating your company, I just look at it as 100, right? So if I say I want to give you 25% equity for $5 million, and that's evaluating my company at 20 million.
Yep.
And the person was like, well, I don't understand. I was like, look at everything as 100%. So if I come to you and say 2% of my company, I want 100 million. I'm saying that's a fucking $1 trillion valuation, right?
Yeah.
But they couldn't really get it. So this is what I said, go watch Shark Tank.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't really watch it. Go watch Shark Tank. You're learn, talking about you want to understand how evaluation works. They break it down to you on the screen, and it might be easy for you to watch it. But like I said, some people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk.
Yep.
Okay, then, my guy, Mr. Justin, we're going to come down to our first segment of the day, man. And the first segment is called Under the Bus. Basically, I give you two names, right? And you got to pick one, and one got to go under the bus. Since you are Archer, I got to do it like that, man. Since you are entrepreneur, we're going to pick two entrepreneurs. So, let me see who I'm going to pick for you. Here we go. These are the two people I'm going to pick. You have Warren Buffett. Okay. And number two, you have Jeff Bezos.
Oh, man.
So them are your number two, man. They billionaires. They doing their thug. Does which one of them you will pick over the other one and which one you will throw under the bus?
I got to check. I got to pick Bezos. I hate to say it, but the man has Warren Buffett is a genius and has proven it over, almost a century, but Bezos created, a category and a category and a category. Like the guy is unstoppable. It's just,
You got to pick him. So, hey, guess what? Warren Buffett with your old ass, Mr. Justin Nasiri said, you got to go up under the bus. And I know it's going to be hard for you to get out from under that bus without your walker, but you are going up under the bus. And Jeff Bezos, you are his selection. Keep making him billions of dollars. I remember when you was just selling books. That's what's up. Okay, so we're going to get to our second, our last segment of the day that everybody loves this segment. It's called Brutally Honest. That means I ask you a question and you have to be brutally honest about it. If I think you are lying, I will roast you. So the whole time we have been on this podcast, I've been looking at how you look, who you look like, everything in your background. And if I think you are lying to me, I will roast your white ass. If you are white, if you're not white, whatever color you is, you will be roasted and you will be my color after the roasting is done. Okay. So we're going to get to it. And here you go right here. It's the question is, have you ever pulled a wedgie out your ass and smelled your hand after you did it?
Yes, of course. Yes. probably in the last year. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, especially like you get to play basketball and you're like, God, oh my shit. I'm gonna smell like shit, Hey, brutally honest, man. I come with them, man. I come with them. You gotta love this segment, man. Yep. But hey, no doubt, man. I'm glad you kept it real with me, but I wouldn't have to roast you because I had some good ones for you. I had some good ones. You know what I'm saying? Well, let everybody know where they can find you, man. Give them your IG and everything and what you do.
Easiest, my company is called Captivate.ai. My email is justin@captivate.ai. You can find me.
Well, make sure you pass. I want you to spell it out for the people because, we got some people
that. JUSTIN@Captivate. So CAPTIVATE.AI. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Artificial intelligence. That's what that guy is. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. Well, look, I got to do my drop. Y'all already know what it is. It's Joaquin. If y'all want to listen to the music, y'all go to Spotify, Apple Music, whatever it is, WYQEEM, WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. If you want to go watch the videos, it's Joaquin TV, it's WYQEEM TV, it's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. And if y'all have not watched the new film, Damn Justin Again, it should be out by the time this podcast come out. So if it comes out after September 30th, it's out. Go watch the film. It's my first one. Please show Heat Level Film some love. And if y'all like this podcast, y'all can get it wherever you get your podcasts at. Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, wherever you want to listen to it at, we there. Or you can go to HeatLevelPodcast.com. And on YouTube, it's Heat Level Podcast. If you want to see the visuals of the podcast, and I'm not going to tell y'all how to spell Heat Level Podcast, Google that shit, okay? My mans, do you have any inspiring words to say to the people before we go?
Thanks for having me, man. I just feel like biggest thing is if you have it in you to start a company. Don't let anyone dissuade you, man. Don't let anyone tell you you're not worthy, that you're not cut out for it. Like, do what works for you and let everyone else be on that big mute button, man. Just tune them out.
And I got some, and my last expiring words to y'all is, y'all already know what it is. Y'all know what I always like to say. I'm about this beat.
Every time I hear this beat, every time I hear this beat, every time I hear this spot, every time I'm on that street, they listening to me. Every time they in that